work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Are you getting started?
I guess so.
No. Okay. I'm going to get... we're not flipping the script.
Oh, damn it.
Stay in here.
I thought it was me in charge.
No. But you are going to talk a lot.
So make sure I articulate.
Articulate and speak into the microphone.
Speak in.
Okay. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Okay, let's take a step back. You are a single parent.
Correct.
Who raised your son.
Correct.
And you were diagnosed with Parkinson's when he was 12 years old.
Correct.
And now he's... 22. Yeah. So there's a lot of other people that are dealing with Parkinson's that don't have a care partner. You're your own care partner, right? So like things that like I can ask Derek for help on or my kids. I mean, now especially that yours is out of the house, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
What are like four or five things that you deal with as being your own care partner?
You know, it's one of those things that I've wondered myself, if am I high functioning because I have to be because there's not somebody there to do stuff for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just high functioning? You know,
because there's all different types of PD.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I guess I shouldn't say high. High functioning, is that the right word?
I don't know.
Kind of makes you think of
it. We can make it up.
But, yeah, I mean, there's things I can't... I mean, if I don't get up and feed myself and feed my dogs and,
mm-hmm.
you know, mow my grass, nobody's doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What are, like, concerns that you have for the future?
I guess it depends. Like, we see how this disease can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then there's always hope. Well, you know, when you talk to people, they're like, it didn't have to go there. You don't know that for a fact. You're right, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we see the worst case scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I end up in a wheelchair? Do I end up with a walker? Do I end up not being able to take a shower by myself? Yeah, those are all mm-hmm. things that we have to, that I think we have to worry about, you know. But like I said, I always go back to, do I have to, am I going to get like that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to fight as long as I can to push all that off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are there things that, that annoy you that I or others talk about or that we complain about and you're like, okay, you have somebody living with you and I don't. So quit your bitching.
I don't think so. I mean, like I said, sometimes I think it's a benefit to me because, like I said, if we're people were doing stuff for you, maybe. Maybe, you know, my son, son's never been doing it.
No, I mean, no offense to my family, because they are, I love them to death, but no one's doing anything for me. not yet.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, there's all kinds of, the other thing is, I don't have to, then the flip side of that, I don't have to justify anybody to me, hey, I'm going to take a nap for a few minutes. You know, or you like, I never felt guilty when I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up 2 hours later thinking I took a 15-minute nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's been 2 hours. You know, the other thing is, I don't have the stress of putting the stress
on somebody else. On my kid
partner. Yeah. You know, so is that less stressful to me? Is that, you know, in my head it is.
Yeah, I bet you, I mean, I wonder what that is like. I mean, because I don't have, well, not that I'm stressed, but I do think about a lot how me stepping back and working part-time to help manage my stress.
Mm-hmm. Now, has that added, you know, financial stress to Derek?
Right. And then I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Even though he's like, don't feel bad. He's like, this is fine. But it's
yeah.
It still happens.
It's still mental.
Yeah.
You know, even if he says it's fine, is it really fine, or is he just saying it's fine? Mm-hmm. You know, mentally, it can be exhausting to you.
Yeah.
Or thinking about that.
I mean, to that point, it's like, you know, what I wonder what other PD patients feel, and do they talk about it?
Well, I mean, Steve was just in here before the thing. He said that when he got diagnosed, he didn't even think about that, what the impact was to his wife. And he said after the neighbor whatever asked him, you know, how is she dealing with it? He's like, oh, he came home after. How are you dealing with this?
Yeah.
You know, so are we asking our care partners how they're dealing with it as well?
I doubt it.
He asked Derek?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a lot in the beginning, like that whole first year, like he was learning.
But do you check in just from random time, like, hey, Derek, you know, my glitches are getting worse. How are you? Are you okay with these?
Yeah.
Or, you know, stuff like that?
No.
Or does he check in with you?
He does. Like we try not to make it the subject.
He's such a loving husband.
Yes. No, but like, I mean, even just like with the kids, I was even thinking about that with like the glitches, you know, because I do it in front of their friends and I know I'm doing it. And it's like, I'm trying so hard to control it. And it's like, I wonder what they all think.
Right.
You know, my kids already know and their friends have been around me long enough. And it's, again, not that like they're ever like pointing and staring or anything. It's not that. It's just wonder what's going through their mind and what are their thoughts about it. Like, does it scare them? Does it make them uncomfortable?
Your kids or the other kids? Your kids are already used to it.
They are, but it's like when their friends are around, does that make them uncomfortable? I don't know. Like, and
no, I can tell you both that. Both your kids are like, no, that's just my mom.
Yeah, right. But it's still like deep down, it's like, is it annoying? Because it's annoying to us.
Right.
Like I'm doing it right now and it's like, I just hate it. But yeah, it's like I never... Derek will ask me for sure, like when we're out and I'm very dyskinetic, you know, how that part is feeling, or when he notices that if we're out and I wasn't dyskinetic, he was like, wow, he's like, you seemed.
Yeah. And do you find yourself when you are like out with Derek someplace and you get disconnected that you feel, I guess, more embarrassed or that you just want to go home too? Yeah, I do. I mean, maybe it's part of the thing. Like,
no, I think I actually, I don't know.
I'm out with Derek and we're having.
What? no, I actually, oddly enough, it's like, if I am like that, I just want to, I don't feel like I need to go home. Like, I need to hide away. It's actually the opposite. Like, I actually want to tell people that we're sitting with. And I do most of the time. I'm like, as I'm talking, I'm like, just so you know, I'm like, I know I'm moving around a lot. It's just due to my medication. So like, I'm fine. It's just, I know it's annoying probably looking at me wiggling around. And I just put it out there because it's like, just because I remember what it was like watching other people being dyskinetic.
Right.
And I remember thinking to myself, it's like, they know they're doing that, right? And it's like, is it, does it hurt? Is it uncomfortable? Can they stop it? Like, what are they thinking about it? So that's why I'm very vocal with others. But I try not to bring it up all the time just because it's like, if I've already said it once, I don't know. But I think that's a really good question to ask. And I'll do that tonight. But I mean, I remember it was like probably a year or 2 years ago. We had a really big discussion, Derek and I, just about like things with the kids and with the nonprofit work, etc. And I was getting annoyed because he wasn't asking about the podcast or wasn't asking like how things were going. And I was like, I was always trying to bring it up as, you know, hey, like we're doing like, you know, this great thing and da da da. Cause I was trying to compensate for the fact that I stepped back at work.
Right.
That it's like, but I'm doing so many great things. And so finally he talked to me. He's like, I totally understand. And I love, you know, all the things that you're doing and helping people. He's like, I think it's fantastic. You guys are, you know, making great changes. He's like, and we can talk about it anytime. He's like, but the reason why I don't ask about it a lot, he's like, is because you openly tell me all the time. And he's like, you have to understand. He's like, you see this as like, almost like a job, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, I just see you as my wife that has a neurodegenerative disease.
Right.
And it's like that, I felt horrible. And it's, I think it was just because I didn't look at it that way, because I position what we're doing so much as like, I like take Parkinson's out of my life almost. And it's like, okay, how can we help other people? And
yeah. Now, I think, remembering back, the first year, if not maybe a year and a half, I was diagnosed. It consumed me. Every thought I had was Parkinson's. Every minute, everything. And then just click one day. It's like, no, you don't have to live like this.
Mm-hmm.
And once I kind of freed my mind, which I think we talked a little bit about that one of the other podcasts we just did,
mm-hmm.
about living within.
Mm-hmm. Living within your old lifestyle.
Yeah, and bringing Parkinson's into your lifestyle versus...
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, I think once that clicked in my head and I realized I wasn't enjoying living today because I was so worried about tomorrow and stuff like that, that it just kind of flowed away.
Yeah.
And there's so many times now where, especially after the DBS, where a lot of my symptoms won't have gone away or been minimized, that I don't even realize I have it sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, I got
that's when you know things are working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People always say, they're like, how do you know the difference between on and off? It's like, you know.
Yeah.
No, when you don't think about it.
Yeah. Well, that, and for the longest time, I didn't have an off period. I was just steady, and then then when you start hitting the one start hitting those off periods, you're like, oh, this is what they were talking about, you know.
But it, then that's where I think that's where I love, like, at least being able to talk to you on this podcast and going to the gym to talk about to talk with people at the gym, because, you know, it's my kids and Derek live it. I mean, they're living it with me. They see it all the time.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, bringing, you don't want to always bring work home and just like.
Well, that, and like you were just talking about, oh, I got pain here. We go home and tell Derek I got pain here. He doesn't know what you, I know what you feel. Like, oh, yeah, I got it here. I got it here. I got it back here.
He just knows he has to rub it out. But yeah, it's like,
and that's just the physical aspect of the mental aspect of it is, can be much harder to deal with than, hey, I'm having trouble with this or having trouble with that, or I can't remember as quick as I used to, or my recall is not, you know, of conversations or people or something like that, is probably the more, relate, you know, like I said, just being able to relate to somebody else that is going through the same thing you are.
There almost needs to be like a training class.
Of how to deal with Parkinson's?
Or like how to, like,
how to be a care partner?
No, I mean, but even like for us, like, you know, this, while we want to, like, you know, wallow and, you know, be sorry for ourselves at times, it's affecting others around us. Mm-hmm. And so including them, not all the time, but including them in the conversation of asking, how are they dealing with it?
Yeah.
You know, how are they dealing with the changes that they're seeing? And again, everybody's different. I mean, I'm in a totally different situation with, you know, the fact that we have this podcast and the nonprofit, that it's always talked about in my household some one way or another.
Yeah.
So even I remember Kate told me, she's like, I just wish you wouldn't bring it up all the time. And it's, and I get it. It's like that.
But I think as we get further in our diagnosis, most people in our communities or our settings know it anyway. So it's like less to talk about. Like Brian, we already know Brian has it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, I have to repeat it 1,000 times
right.
a day saying, hey, I have Parkinson's. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's definitely a good question to ask for people to ask the people around them.
Yeah. It goes back to my original question, because I don't have a choice. Am I more high functioning or am I just more high functioning because my disease is progressing at a slower rate than other people?
Yeah. Because you're doing all the right
things.
Because
I exercise.
Because you exercise. Yes. Oh, just always have to throw that in.
Yes.
Well, you almost made me cry on this episode, and I don't.
Yes, I did it. I did it. What do you have? There's something about four things that you wrote down. You said something about.
Well, I said four to five things, you know, of what it's like being your own care partner. So you didn't really give me 4 to 5 things.
Well,
I mean, you said you don't feel like you have the stress of like the stress I feel of the stress I'm giving to Derek.
You don't have that. At the same time, I don't have the financial backing either. Right. So that's stress on me. That's the flip side of that is if I don't work, guess what?
Yep.
I don't work, you know? So there's that aspect of it. The driving can be stressful at times. Mm-hmm. You've gone through that sometimes with cruise control and lane assist.
We all need Teslas.
Yes. We've asked Mr. Musk.
Have we?
Yes.
I think we only said it once on the podcast.
Yeah.
But if Parkinson's patients can get Teslas, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Swing that.
What else?
Let's see. The watery eyes.
You don't have anybody to wipe your ass.
Yes, I don't. But like I said, having somebody there to do those types of things, not necessarily wipe your ass, but, you know, to clean up after you, to vacuum up after you, to sweep up after you, to pick up after the dog, to feed the dog, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody else is doing those things.
Right.
At least yet. Well, then I'll have to go to a nursing home, and then they'll do them all.
Do you have that set up?
No, I had nothing set up. Yes.
What would it take to get you to set things up?
Probably a meeting with an attorney. And
no, I know, but like, would it take like, you know, no, if we had like, if there was like a Parkinson's symposium and they had,
yeah,
almost like, yeah, a career fair, you know?
How, yeah, I can almost see that. Would almost make sense, like just to meet and talk to attorneys, estate planning, mm-hmm, and, you know, to have a conversation with somebody for a disability.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care, short-term care, what options are, yeah, are there options out there even that we can even qualify for, mm-hmm, that, yeah, that you can get? Now, those are all good questions.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a career, not a career fair. What would I call
Parkinson's
it?
Career. Parkinson's fair.
What's your Parkinson's career? Like, because our careers are cut short.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? So, what does the rest of life look like?
Yes. The joys.
I think it'll be a good.
I know you can't worry about it.
No,
I mean,
that's probably why you haven't done anything yet. No, you're not worrying about it.
No, I mean, honestly, you go out there, you know, you stress over what it's gonna be like 10 years, 5 years, 4 mm-hmm years from now, yeah, next year, and you go outside and you get hit by a bus walking across the street.
Yeah. Well, that's sometimes the conversation that I'll have with, you know, with Derek is, you know, like I'm 5.5 years in, and I definitely saw a difference coming into my 5th year of being diagnosed.
That's when
it's like,
I think that's when I kind of hit that.
Yeah.
Wall,
and too. I don't, so it's like, I think it's, you know, and then, you know, you're ahead of me. So it's like, I can, you know, see potential steps, yeah, and it's like, and you're still active in doing things and working and traveling and all that stuff. But it's like, how much of it are you enjoying versus not?
Right.
Or how much of it gives you stress and anxiety? So I just am, I'm always on him about like, I know we're, you know, we need to, like, we do, but like, continue to live in the now.
Right.
Because nobody knows what's going to happen.
No.
I think somebody, I mean, wrote
with
on
the stress, with the stress you put him under, he could.
Yeah.
He could go like that.
But that's why, like, somebody wrote in a comment, it's like, you know, live like you were dying. And we played that song.
Yeah.
But it's like living this year as if it were your last. Because, yeah, nobody knows what their future holds.
Nobody knows.
Me and this got doom and gloomy. Sorry.
Nah, it's not, no, let's focus on positive.
I know.
That you're saying live
like
there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. So what are we doing tonight?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Yeah, but no, I think that's a good note to leave off on is – and that's for anybody, like,
yeah,
people who are patients watching or care partners, or I know a lot of patients, adult children. So like, it would be our age. Like they're constantly worried too about their, not just their parent who's the patient, but their parent who's the care partner.
Yeah.
So they're now worrying about both, and so that's a whole nother thing that I'd love to dive into sometime this year.
It can be a lot of stress. You know, we've seen it. It is a lot of stress on like your partners,
mm-hmm,
which then it turns around and spins in more stress on the patient,
mm-hmm,
which makes all of our symptoms even worse.
Yeah. So,
in your last 30 seconds,
I'll leave you with this. Take care of yourself, diet, exercise, move around, meditate, so that you can live as stress-free as possible, whether you have a care partner or not. Find a community, because that really, really helps, I think, with the overall stress and anxiety that we all feel. And you can find different resources, as Brian was talking about, an elder lawyer, or trying to, you know, signing up for Social Security or retirement or whatever that may look like for long-term, short-term care. And don't forget to ask your care partner, how are they doing with things? So with that, we'll see you next time. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.